Hey, so this is probably like the 20th time I'm recording this video. Anyways, my name is Snae. I'm an avid listener and watcher hailing from Oxford, UK. I am South African though, and I just say that I really, really love this podcast. I watch it. No, I listen to it at work and then I watch it again when I get home because I like to see your facial expressions and laugh along like loudly because I'm weird like that. Anyways, can we have a name for the subbies? Is it like Chillers because podcast and chill? Okay, yeah. Anyways, bye.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
You're gonna be a celebrity.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's good?
What's good?
Hello.
Who's are you?
I'm the girl.
Oh man, did you miss this Kanye West? Fuck, I'm missing that.
Too much.
This is the real Kanye West.
Not the Kanye West we have now.
Before you met the Kardashians.
What's wrong with the Kardashians?
They fucked up.
Okay.
No, maybe just fucked
themselves
up.
They're like real life Get Out, you know the movie.
Why are you so negative on a Monday evening?
Ew.
When you walk into that Kardashian's house, you as a man, you don't leave the scene. Yeah? One wants to become
a
woman.
You know, exactly.
One almost OD'd.
But it just says how powerful they are.
One is that's, crazy. That's,
yeah. It's a lot.
But Kanye is not. He's just like he's a genius. That's what geniuses do. They just do like weird.
You know
things.
The song I remember? It's the Good Morning.
Isn't that from Graduation?
It's yes.
I could be wrong. I think it's from Graduation.
Graduation. I think so.
Yeah. Even Flashing Lights. Hey!
Lights.
Oh. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Kanye West appreciation episode, as you can hear. What's going on? What's good? What's happening, everybody? Big shout out to all our subscribers. We've hit 1 million views!
Yeah, man.
Someone asked me, does that mean the episode?
No, it's a whole...
One day we'll do the million and episode.
Yeah, but basically it means...
Well, they must teach us, right? Well, how do we get 1 million views in one episode?
Well, you need subscribers, firstly.
Okay.
And you need the internet.
Yeah.
Mm. Freely available.
Mm. We need fiber.
What we have is all our videos combined. Mm-hmm. We now have more than 1 million views.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So big shout out to everybody who... subscribed, everybody who watched, all the people who came for interviews. I almost said Bonang, but no, she was not. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Jeez.
Dineo, DJ Zinhle, Hulisani.
Big Zin, that episode. We got
late. Our very first interview, DJ Ankle Tap, big
Ankle
shout
Tap,
out.
Yes.
And yeah, man, and everybody who came.
Shit, we've done a lot of episodes actually.
Yeah.
A lot.
Damn, time flies. You actually don't realize.
Oh, you don't.
It's been a year and you're
almost. We're almost 10 days away from a year.
Yeah. You honor people at party.
Remember last week I said they must buy us a coffee?
Yeah.
Only one person bought us a coffee, which is it's a good start. Oh. So big shout out to Busani from the UK.
Oh, wow.
She bought us some coffee, man.
Busani all the way from UK.
Yeah, we love
it. And then you South Africans. I suffer all of us.
I guess somebody said we're trying to secure the bag using them. It's like how, but
how?
Like
who
how?
Said that?
In the comments, I think I forgot the person's name.
Secure
are
the
we,
bag.
Are we securing the bag?
Got coffee. Got drink.
It's $3. What yes. bag is
what
that?
What bag is that? Like wow.
Mona, I don't know. I just said like you're trying to use us to secure the bag.
No, but it's like if you love the show,
yeah,
you want us to grow,
yeah,
get better cameras,
exactly,
better equipment,
yeah.
Then just
instead of complaining, it's like you're voting now, you know.
Marakere, I told you guys about your people last week. Negative.
Mm-hmm. Nah, we ain't got no negative vibes today, man.
But anyway, we love y'all,
yeah,
regardless.
And did you see? Yeah. Every time I go on YouTube on my timeline,
yeah,
everyone has a new podcast now.
Yes,
like everybody's doing this podcast thing.
People, are, yeah, hey.
Kumnand.
Kumnand.
All you gotta do is do it. I guess.
Like, switch on your camera there. Like, put it up there. Vlog. And be like, welcome to my YouTube channel.
But nobody can touch us, bitches. Million views, motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that takes a long time to get there.
Is there a Kardashian in the house?
This is how they start, Nele.
Why are you going all Kanye West on us?
This is how they start.
Yeah, with the podcast kings, they must know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Figgy.
Yeah, watch and then they record their own.
Number one podcast in the country.
He started by saying, I'm Yeezus. He's like, okay.
Mm. Oh.
And then.
Yeah.
Kanye West.
It's like my big number one.
Yeah. But I saw, man, it's crazy because literally people have been doing videos.
Yeah.
But when we started this one and did like a vlog, as Danilo says, and we called it a podcast. Not everybody does a vlog.
calls it a podcast.
So we fucked up the whole nation.
But ironically though, not ironically, it's weird that I think this past week I was at the Blue Hills Pick and Pay. There I am, you know, buying mochodu there, just chilling in the queue. Some guy's like, hey, podcast and chill, how's it going?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, nah, cool, chilling, man. What? I was like, ah, man, love the work. I forgot his name. I just forgot his name. And then the very same week, I think on Friday or Thursday, I can't remember, when I went to go cut my hair at Boulders, met a guy, I think his name is Jackson or something like that. He meets up with me. I'm like walking, minding my own business. He meets up with me. He's like, hey, podcast and chill, man. How you guys doing? Yo, when you see McGee, say what's up to him. Who's the ghost lady? I'm like, I'm going to charge you to tell you that.
Did you see on the Tato interview, everybody thought she was the ghost lady?
Yes.
Oh, so yes.
I found it so funny as well. No, guys.
But remember how I also thought that at some point Tato was a ghost lady. Nah, I asked you that question before. Dude,
we can't afford her, guys.
We can't afford her, first of all. Okay. And you would know because she's got a very distinctive laugh.
Like a husky voice.
In the end. So none of the ghost ladies laugh like that.
No, it's not Tato. So yeah, big ups to that guy. I just forgot your name, bruv. The guy that I met at the thing at Boulders. He's pretty cool. And he says we are cool as well.
Nice.
So for everyone having podcasts, now it's time for everyone to have businesses.
Yeah.
Because anything that's easy to do, everyone will do. That's why everyone has a podcast.
Yeah, true.
But not many people.
It's easy to make a podcast?
Yeah, you just get a camera and switch on some mics.
So that's cool, right? A funny thing about it is a lot of people have...
Don't act like we're doing brain surgery here, dog.
After each episode, it looks like we are doing brain surgery. Actual.
Like to be here, I submitted my CV, guys.
There's a lot of work that goes into having each episode come out on time when it comes out on time.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes on. It seems easy. It seems practical.
Doing a podcast is easy. Consistency.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Hard. Yeah.
Okay.
That's hard. You know?
Fair enough. But yeah, we try.
Yeah, but that's why you see, like I was saying, not many people have businesses because that's hard. Because anything that's easy to do,
you can sell, but can you consistently deliver? I mean, even big corporates are not necessarily consistent. Sometimes you'll find a cockroach that woolies inside the what's there. Mm-hmm. It happens. Somewhere, somehow, a ball will be dropped.
Yeah.
But big shout out to Ricky Rick, man. He started his own business. Legends Barber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he opened up his own barber shop here by... where's Life Grand Cafe again?
Waterfall.
Oh, big ups to
Ricky Rick.
So now he doesn't have to go somewhere to get his hair cut. He can just do it himself.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go to Boulders anymore.
You can go to him.
Me, I'm for the people.
So he's not. What do you say about Ricky?
I can't afford Waterfall, guys.
That's the issue. I'm for the people.
I can't afford Waterfall. No.
So you're not his target market.
I'm sure a cut there is like $200, right?
So I used to, and people were saying I'm stingy. Was it last week when we were talking about? Yes. Apparently I'm stingy. Now, hush up, guys. But like here in Madrid, there's a place where I used to cut my hair, right? And I would do a cheese corp for $150.
Wow.
I was like, yeah. $150 for a cheese corp? No ways, bro. And then I found a joint by Boulders where they do cheese corp fades and whatever for a measly $50.
Did I tell you about when I got my hair cut in the hood? What happened? I'll tell you the story.
No.
So I went to the hood to go fix my car because my mechanic couldn't come this side. So I had to go to him.
Mm.
So He's fixing the car then, and it was taking a while. So I was like, fuck it, let me just cut my hair while I'm here.
Aight.
So there was those guys that set up on the street.
Yeah.
Ah, on. Yeah. There's no signage. There's no enter here. It's just...
It just says a bottle of spirit. That's how you spot
hey,
it.
Hey, that thing.
And the tree on the side of the road. I'm like, let me cut my hair. So I sit there. He cuts my hair. I'm like, all right, cool. The one I showed in one of the episodes where everyone's like, I got a nice cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So I'm about to pay now. And it's like, I'm like, how much? It's like 15 rand. I'm like, sorry, how much? It's like 15 rand. So I'm taking, I'm like, 15 rand, not 15. He's like, yeah, 15 rand. Uh-huh. I'm like, eh. I never knew it was so cheap. He's like, shit, I should have charged 50.
But how much were you ready to pay?
50.
Then why didn't you just pay the 50?
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. So my barber charges 40 bucks. Mm. But I never give him 40 bucks.
Mm.
I give him 50. And even if I pay with 100 rand, when he brings me change,
yeah,
like I will give him a tip. Like okay. It's just how
is it
is.
That some niggas have a relationship with barbers that's...
It's like a barman.
Not a barman, like... It's even
like you don't leave your barber.
I think
that's like a state mentality. Bro.
Yeah.
No, but I think we have it too. I use the same guy. I've been using the same guy for the past 2 years. Yeah. Ever since a friend of the podcast, Sanele, plugged me to him.
Mm.
I've been only using him. And even when I go to that barber place or that salon place, everybody else who works there knows they do not even bother asking me, do you want a haircut?
Because
they know who cuts my hair.
Yeah,
and if you got another barber, it's like cheating on your barber.
I feel bad.
Yeah. I was watching it.
And it just never feels the same, right? Even if another person can cut you exactly the same way. It's was way taught by the same barber,
it's
but
the way
still.
He touches my hair.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
It's probably those kind of things.
There's a barber in the UK who literally cuts all the footballers' hair. And everyone goes to him, no one else. Mm-hmm. But all the African footballers, you know,
Well, you have to be very skilled there to do, because those ninjas do like some type of things, bro.
Yeah.
Your Pogba's and your Mane's. Have you seen the haircuts? Like,
yeah.
You see, like with AFCON now, you can see the haircuts are just like freaking.
It's like there's a logo in there.
It's okay. Like, cut on your head.
Put your signage here.
So, like, yeah, no, you don't cheat on your barber.
Yeah. And so the Wilfred Zaha, actually, Zaha was saying, like, my relationship with my barber is even more than with my woman. Like, he knows shit about me that my woman doesn't know.
Wow.
I'm like, what? This is a real thing. No, I just cut wherever. She might cause cutting in the wood.
When are you not loyal?
You ain't loyal.
So, you know, if you want loyalty, it's not here.
It's not here. It's not
here. He will drop you. Like, he will just drop you.
Speaking about loyalty.
You are what barbers call hoes. Eh?
Yeah?
You are what barbers call hoes. Like, that what? Jump from one to another.
Who's going to the Durban July?
It's called the Vodacom Durban July. Moving along. I was just saying, naming rights proper. All
right.
Because we don't say it's the Met. We say it's the
Clearly someone got
Met.
Paid. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, last week.
Nice.
Hey, cheers.
So did you buy a drink? Eh? Did you buy a...
But I want people to buy me a drink.
Oh.
Are you going to Durban July?
Yes, I am.
Because you want to?
No. I'm working there. I don't have a choice.
Okay.
If I had a choice, I wouldn't go. I'm not a fan.
And you, Ghost Lady?
I'm not. No.
Have you ever been, though?
To Durban July? Mm. No, no.
You've never?
No.
Even when you were young and wild and free?
I'm still wild and free.
No, you're not free. In the context of what MacGyver's saying, you are not free.
No, you are not like that.
No,
eh?
No.
Okay.
You've never been.
I've never been to
But
Durban
what have you
July.
Heard about it? Like, so if you were going this year, what do you think you'd expect?
Obviously, I'm going there with the mindset of, oh my God, I'm going to look good. I'm going to slay and be a queen and be sexy there and drink and get sloshed.
Honestly, I'm so over the Durban July, man. I've been to a couple, but once you go to one, it's like you've been
it's
to
the
all
same.
Of them.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking cesspool of diseases.
Yo.
As soon as you walk in, there's AIDS there, gonorrhea there, whatever.
Syphilis <What's> there.
So what's funny about that is, man, funny you should mention that. So
a UTI there.
I was talking to a friend of mine. Not I was talking to a friend of mine, man. I was on Twitter and I don't know what to wear when I get there. Right. Well, it's going to be clothes. I just don't know what kind of clothes I'm going to wear.
Okay.
So I tweet like randomly, like thoughts. It's like, I don't know what to wear for the Durban July.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the subscribers was like,
get it
I can tell you. No. He was like, I can tell you. Actually, let me get that tweet.
Oh, I saw that tweet.
Let me get that tweet.
Retweet it now, ne?
No.
Get it designed.
I think I sent it in the thingy.
In the group. Oh, in the podcast group.
The podcast has a group.
Oh.
Yeah. That's where we scanner about people. I'm kidding. We don't scanner about people. But yeah. So I say, no, I don't know what to wear for the Durban July. And this person is like, I can tell you this for free. You must wear a condom.
He's not lying.
What? It's gonna be wet.
So somebody's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Look, I know Durban July.
Yeah.
We can't have the podcast without Len. So please come back, chief.
Oh, okay. Type of vibe. Oh, so July keeping is crazy, me safe, man. You know?
Yes.
Okay. It's like wear raincoats. It's gonna be rainy there.
Yes.
Okay. We once went with my friends, so we stopped. Durban July is Satan, man.
Yo.
Actually, and you know what's funny? Sorry, I think we need to be very precise about this. The actual event is not the problem.
It's what happens outside.
It's everything outside the actual event.
Yes,
Yeah.
So Durban that weekend is just
a mess.
It's Devil's Peak.
Oh.
You were in Durban with your friends.
Yeah, so we go to Spa to get some alcohol because we never go to the actual Durban July.
Oh, okay.
It's just the after parties. So we go there, we're filling up, stocking up. And then these girls...
Alcohol.
Oh. Okay.
And these girls are standing there, né?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see they're waiting for someone.
Mm-hmm.
It was about four girls. Yeah. They're waiting for someone.
Outside
so
spa.
My one friend, he had had a lot to drink at the time, so he was feeling good, he was lit. So he calls these girls, he's like, yeah, arsa mai, kina, kifitile. Senkona, manja, samba. And they got in the car. And we rocked with them the whole weekend. And they only realized, like, an hour after in the car that they were not waiting for us. They were waiting for other people.
Are you kidding me?
Are you serious? Like, so what was the conversation throughout the time? Like,
So I get my friend was like, yeah, come, girls, get in the car. What are you drinking? Sharp, we get in the car. Girls, chill. We start introducing. And then one of the girls is like, ukai tato. She's like, hey, ubanu tato. She's like, no, the one I've been talking to on the phone. Like, we don't know him. And they're like, ay!
Oh, well. Nobody gets crazy, man. The stories that you read on the Monday after the Durban July, people asking for money. Like, the rate, you know what, ne? I think on Monday, I'm going to start a loaning service.
Oh.
At 60%.
Yes.
And here's the crazy thing. 90 or 80% of the people there are from Joburg.
Yes, yeah, so it's Joburg going. So Durban July weekend is no different to end of the year type in Cape Town. Because you go to Cape Town, all of Joburg is there.
Yeah.
Durban July, you go there, all of Joburg is there.
Mm.
It's like, but can't you guys...
Why is it so debaucherous though? I fail to understand.
Me hambone. My mother does not see me.
Mm. Yeah. Yes,
it's that weekend whereby you're out of town. You've just smelled the sea and that the heat hits you in Durban and you want to look good and I think
the
you live
viruses.
I think you leave your mom.
At that point, they are safe. Eh?
Is it Mariana Hall or Marian Hall, the toll gate? Mariana Hill. Yeah. Yes, you leave your morals there. You pick them up on your way back.
So, do you think it would be the same if it was another province? Like, let's say it was the Limpopo July.
Brabatlanko.
Mangoes
and
mangoes.
Oh, fuck that. No way. No. We are okay in Durban, okay?
You know which awards I used to like go all out for? Lurie's.
Oh,
you know
like
the advertising? Yes. Yeah. The Lurie Awards.
Either in Cape Town. Oh, those ones. It's just
what
that.
What the
like,
fuck are you talking about?
Oh, you
no,
know.
I know what she's talking about. So
the
Lurie's are like. The summers, they like the PSL
for the
awards.
Advertising.
No, for advertising.
Advertising awards, yeah.
Which one do you think about? Sports? You think about the Lurie's Awards.
Oh, Lurie's.
Lurie's is the advertising awards.
Yo.
You're lying. Ooh. It's crazy. It's lit. As well.
But it's a small industry.
Yeah. The industry runs the country. Well, it doesn't run the country, but it's so huge because like advertising is everywhere.
Yeah.
But there's like not a lot of people who play in that space.
Space, yeah.
But the people who are in that space. Yeah. People in advertising and marketing are wild.
The biggest drinkers.
These are people who come up with ideas, guys.
Yes. Yeah. People who don't sleep. Why do you think I quit?
Think about it this way, right?
I couldn't. Otherwise, I wouldn't be married.
That guy is a limiting factor.
But you could be fine. Like, you will not know me, okay?
Think about
this when you were young, wild, and
free. Yes. Yeah. Why do you think I'm reformed?
When you were still advertising.
Yeah.
But now you are not advertising anymore. No, like think about
it. I was a walking billboard. Yeah.
Think about
in my time.
She's having flashbacks.
But think about it. The people who come up with Nando's adverts, imagine having to chill with them and drinking and having fun.
Mm. But like we are not in advertising, but we're always coming up with ideas, and we can't be sober when we do.
Exactly.
Now imagine.
Now imagine them.
You know, we're not even in the industry.
No.
Agencies, there's open bar, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock. It's like, guys.
Let's go.
And I heard they do a lot of coke.
Yeah.
That I don't
happens.
Know.
Yeah. Well. Mm.
So coke is like getting a beer in industry.
Well, and then. It was not like it was that hectic, but you knew of people who were doing it. And it was like, oh, you know.
Why? Oh, and then there's a lot of money as well.
There's a big money there. Big money.
Because yeah, advertising runs
advertising,
the world, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
When you wake up, someone's selling you something.
Exactly.
I was about to say that, but nah, it's debatable. It's debatable. Advertising does not run the world. There are other industries that are bigger.
Mm. Okay, so
but it's got an influence, a huge influence.
Yeah. Of course, there's a reason why you use an Apple. There's a reason why you use a Huawei. Oh, and I hear them and Trump are negotiating, so there could be hope. So don't throw away your phone yet.
Well, you did.
Too late.
It's too late.
There's a reason why people drive German cars. Mm. Why you drink a certain beer? It's because there is a medium that sells you something.
There's something that's always driving you.
Yes. Because there's
and that
a certain
thing has
drink
your
that you
attention.
Drink and you won't drink another drink.
Yeah.
Or a certain coffee that gives you... Because it's all a matter of perception. Mm. And as an advertiser, my job is to give you that perception.
We are programmed, right?
Yes.
To like certain things, to buy certain things, to want certain things. And that's all to do with advertising.
Yes.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They run the world.
It's debatable. It's debatable.
You're talking about a million views now per one episode. How we can get that? Mm. If we had a fucking advert during Wajola 199, whatever. Trust me.
Exactly. So advertising runs the world.
Exactly. Like
just
I said,
we'd be swimming in views. We'd be running in views.
You know?
I suppose you've got, there's a case that can be made, but I don't think they run the world.
I think they do, bro. Because everything that I know about what's cool and what's not is based on an advert of what I've seen.
If you say media runs the world, that is a different conversation altogether.
I told you Lynn wants to be technical.
Mm, okay, you want to get into the deep.
Not really. It's neither here nor there. Like, for you to advertise, you need a platform.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So those platforms are the ones that are big.
But they depend on advertising
to run.
True. But the
which
product,
is why stations,
the products that you consume, depend on advertising to sell. Advertisers.
No, they depend on reach.
Well, yeah, but advertisers also depend on products to be made so that they can advertise them. Mm-hmm. So it's a thing.
It's a circle, chain. But we all meet with advertising.
So I'm
an entrepreneur. I've got a product. What do I want? To advertise.
No, you want to sell it.
Yeah, but what do I need to sell it? So people, to get the word out there?
Yeah.
Advertise. All right, cool. I'm a radio station or a podcast channel. I want to make money. What do I need? I need people to come and advertise to make money.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It literally runs the world.
Do you think we can advertise podcast and chill like on like 5 FM and Metro.
Oh, I'd love to. Someone give us a bag just to make an advert.
Yeah, like, we honestly will do
a radio advert.
A radio advert.
Record 947. When I used to be on air.
Yeah. Are you also having flashbacks?
Imagine I'm like, and demand that slot. Like, I want that
on
slot.
On Metro, we'll do it from between three and six in the afternoon.
And even in the morning now. In the morning as well. We'll do a breakfast show. Fresh Ageko.
No, we'll get Fresh to be the voice of the advert.
And then Unvisited Podcast bringing more flavor to your life. You silly dog.
Yeah.
Yo,
you shall see CVs coming. Yeah,
Robert, we're still waiting.
Is Fresh still back?
No, he's not on air.
He's not on air.
Yo, this is serious now.
Yeah,
this is serious. It's this not is in right. a suspension now.
Yeah,
this is serious. It's been more than a week.
Two.
This is the third one.
I think this is the third week.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. He might be going.
You would know.
It's a matter of experience.
No way. That's too long.
Yeah, it's almost a month.
Because a week is like slapping the wrist. All right, cool. You fucked up. Let's move on.
Pay a fine.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 weeks.
Because
someone DM'd me today.
Yeah.
They're like, so.
Did you tell them the challenge is over?
She doesn't count.
So they're like, when are you taking over Fresh's show? As Metro called you. I'm like, what the fuck? What are you talking about, man?
Put a faith in a friend.
You know?
No. Like, it's starting to look serious now, yeah? Because it's been too long. Yeah, like, Mike is right. It's been too long.
Speaking about DJs, what's your take on coffee? Black coffee?
I like my coffee with milk. Why?
Did you see that?
I saw those.
What did you think of that?
Is he really, really cheating? Because it seems like he's not. Well, he said no.
If he is, he is. Look after your own life. How?
But what I told you, snow bunnies are coming. Snow bunnies.
Yeah, if you look at the tweets, though, from the girls, like, damn, girl, you are just...
Leave others alone.
You know, when I saw those tweets, listen, I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But when I saw those tweets... It looked like a girl who wants to be upgraded from a side to a main.
Which we see very often.
And when you're a child,
and she's doing it right. And she's doing it right.
It's hard to tell you, relax. Oh, wait, come on. Come here, you're calling me by my first name. Chill, yo.
When did we get this?
But for
a person to know such intricate details, it means that. That information was shared and you're close.
Yeah.
And I can't have somebody calling me by my middle name, the name that nobody knows. And I think, Kore, like, I know we're just friends because, like, we meet on the street corner. No.
Of course not.
Shit is deep.
Yeah.
But there's no bunnies.
And she's someone who you've seen, like, okay, this girl even knows the kids.
You know what the difference between snow bunnies and then black girls are? Snow bunnies,
they know
how great to have fun.
Yeah.
If you want to have fun, chief. Nothing better than a snow bunny. Mm-hmm. Mara. They will destroy you. Black girls will make you suffer.
Yeah.
But in the end, they've got compassion.
Compassion, yeah.
And, you know, they'll just make you suffer. Mara, if you date a snow bunny, chief, I'm telling you, dog. Like,
I'd never.
No, but I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun, but when you piss her off, and you fuck her over.
Yeah.
That's when...
You're going to prison.
The devil comes out. Abasha people... Umaseba... Usfebe... Blah, blah, blah. You know...
The normal.
The normal. And then it's like over.
Like you can handle
Atari,
that.
I know you, my father knows your boss. My father owns 10% of your company.
They handle you by the balls.
Yeah, yeah. They will destroy you.
They'll destroy you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like if it's true that Black Coffee is dating this honey, which I doubt, she'll make sure that he doesn't get
and
any
And is
bookings.
She really David Guetta's sister?
No.
Or
ex-wife.
Ex-wife?
Yeah.
Wow.
Kathy Guetta, ex-wife.
Okay.
He loves being played, huh?
Jezebel Yako
Spain. Yeah, Yako Spain. Guys, let's pray for black coffee.
Have you ever had international pussy though?
I've never slept with anybody outside the... Well, wait. What is international? Does Lesotho count?
Might as well include Swaziland.
And Botswana, Zimbabwe, SADC region.
Oh, God.
It's Emuna, you need a passport to get there.
Okay.
So does that not count?
Need a passport to go there while they jumped over.
Oksana.
It's not fair.
So in that case, yeah. If we're going to speak about neighboring countries, yes.
I've had Brazilian pussy.
Irish pussy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Irish pussy.
Angolia. Paid for or attained?
In Ireland.
Wait. No, paid for Angolia. Or attained?
Angola paid. No shubi. Because they couldn't understand. But Brazil is crazy because Brazil, we were staying at like, a hostel, yes. Mm. So in the hostel, there were these chicks, these two chicks from Ireland. And then obviously there was a Brazilian chick, one of the workers there. Mm. So I snagged the workers.
Injury time.
Ah, but she was fresh, dog.
Oh, okay.
And then with the Irish girls, we went to a party later on. And then, yeah, shit got lit. But yeah, that's about it.
And that's actually strange because this one just upped and left. Like, I'm going to Brazil.
Yeah, it was, no, the life was good.
He didn't, literally.
So you went there alone even? Or
yeah,
with
yeah.
Friends?
He literally sent a message like, I'm in Rio.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Nobody knew. Like, hey, life was MacGyver? Good. He's in Rio.
Mm.
Was it just before or just after the World Cup?
Just after.
Just after the World Cup in 2014. Yeah.
What, did you follow somebody who was here?
No. There's a friend of mine. She travels a lot. So okay. She was like, she's going to Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, cool, let's go.
Okay.
Had some cash. Went there.
Snowbun.
No, black girl.
Oh, black okay. Girl.
Well, that's why you were not destroyed, at least.
Oh.
No. When I got there, I found out that you can, public drinking is, it's allowed.
It's allowed.
So I was walking around with two beers, my nigga.
Did you get to go to the favelas, though?
Yeah.
Isn't it scary,
I was
though?
Talking about the favelas.
How
before.
G did you feel?
Isn't it scary there?
So what happened with the favelas, no?
Mm-hmm.
When I went there, I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Okay.
So I just went there without any knowledge of what, you know, it's like, hey, we're going to Alex, and you've never been to Alex. Like, all right, cool, let's go.
Okay.
But the tour guide was like, he made it very clear. He's like, guys, you got to stick with me.
Mm.
If I lose you, I'm sorry.
It's over.
You understand?
What?
That's when, then the white people started getting scared. And then I was telling the girl I was with, I'm like, I don't know, it's one of, because there's like black people in.
Yeah.
There's like black Brazilians. Yes, they're Brazilians, yeah. But they look black.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they'll probably think we won of them. So it's only when I got onto the plane coming back.
Yeah.
When the guy I was sitting next to is like, dude, whatever you do not go to favelas.
Yeah.
I'm like, too late, man.
I was there yesterday.
He's like, it's crazy. Like, you'll be walking there and they'll be raping someone in broad daylight and there's nothing you can do because if you try to stop it, they shoot you. They kill you. And when we were walking there, we saw like, drug panky.
Those packets.
Yeah.
On the floor, like stock sweets.
Yeah.
That's, I saw that.
Aww.
But it's crazy. And then there's like bullet holes from the police.
Because
they raid like every
and
weekend.
And there's kids just running around like it's normal.
Yeah. Aww.
Playing soccer. Crazy.
No, the kids are the soldiers. The kids are the ones that sell the stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
and then the Al Pacino, the king of the favela, stays at the top.
Oh. Yeah. It's like
No, but it's crazy. Yeah. It's almost like what happens is has and those that are there or those that have gone there will attest. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, like what happens in the Cape Flats.
Because
they're like shooting is like,
I've never been, I can't say, but
yeah.
It's pretty much the same.
No, from videos that I've seen, reports that I've seen, Nkare there is just like the wild, wild west, like pew, type of vibes.
Tupac fucked them up.
Yeah. And all of them.
They're still stuck on Tupac. Like, guys, now we're crazy. We're Kanye West. Come.
You know what's funny about it? It's like they mimicking or mimicked the violence that Pac was so supposedly portrayed.
Yeah. Park was to another level, hey.
Like, I think people who listen to Park on like a normal, like, you know,
playing field,
playing field per se, with a normal ear, put it there for lack of a better phrase, misunderstood him.
Yeah.
Very misunderstood.
Totally. Yeah.
Very misunderstood.
Somebody was arguing with me.
And that's where it goes back to saying, because he was a genius.
Yes.
Most geniuses are misunderstood.
Misunderstood. Mm. Somebody was arguing with me. I was telling them the song, Me and My Girlfriend, the one that was later adopted by Jay-Z and Beyonce, and it was called Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde, yeah.
That song fucked me over for years.
Until you realize or heard that actually that song's not about a girl, it's about
a
gun.
Do you know that song?
Which one?
All I Need in This Life of Sin is Me and My Girlfriend.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
The Tupac one, do you know
the Tupac version. Mm. Yes, I know it.
Do you know what the song is about?
I just heard you say it's about a guy.
Yes, a gun.
No, a guy.
A gun. I'm like, what?
We know he was in prison, but no. It's about a gun. It's about a gun.
For the longest time, I thought he was talking about a girl.
A girl, yes, yeah.
No,
yeah.
He's talking about a gun. Oh. I love to finger fuck her.
She
knows very well.
I'm pretty
fast.
He
actually says, I love finger fucking you, all of a sudden, you busting thunder.
Hey.
So it's a gun. And then the sound.
But how smart is that?
And there's a part where, no, it's just about you need to listen as well. If you listen to that song, it actually gives, it's got so many, there are so many, I think about three or four times where he says the words 4 or 5, which is a 9mm.
But I'm saying, how dope is it that you, because like what you just said now, it sounds like I get a girl when you finger her, she
bust a nut. Mm-hmm. Well, busts, yeah.
She came.
You bust a nut. Yeah, so when you, it's like, fuck, yes, it's mind-blowing. Yeah, but like that's how intense it is.
Squirt, yes.
Yes.
Yes, they.
What do you know about that?
My man, I'm not in my band. I'm only in my band now when I want to be.
Oh, now you're in my band.
Oh.
So much for knowing so much, eh?
Wow. No. Knowing is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Has he been a contributor?
You know?
That's what I want to find out. You know, knowing is one. It's fine. We can read. Anybody can Google some
can
shit.
Can Google and watch, you man. Know, and porn habits. But can you?
Man, I once told you this and I'll repeat.
You! Utlo squeta. We don't have a game today.
Why am I? Oh, shit. I'm sweating. That's not squirting. It's just sweat.
All right.
And it's
right.
So cold, eh? Shame. Oh, by the way, tax season is open. So if you qualify to file your taxes, do it. As MacGyver just offered, like, Andiz.
Andiz.
Tax for who?
Tangas.
Have you ever filed tax?
Yeah.
How many times?
Quite a lot, dog.
In your time.
Flashbacks. All right, here we go.
The Brazil times.
So today we're going to play a game called hashtag Ask Len.
Oh.
So I said people must send through questions and we'll ask Len. And only one came through.
How?
Oh, no, two actually. I'm lying.
You see how one person bought a drink, you know? Same way, only one. You ask people to send questions.
Yeah.
But my podcast have my mail.
Here you go. Dumisa Ntali says, if he were to be a radio station owner, who'd be your ideal lineup? From he wants to start from Graveyard, but that's too long. Let's go from breakfast until 6 p.m. Station manager. Of Podcast FM.
Yeah.
Breakfast, I'd give it to Shame. Since looks like Kubi, I'd give it to Fresh. And 9 to 12, I would give it to... It's a very difficult show to assign. I'll come back to that. No, actually. I think I would give it to Mascha. Yeah.
Okay. Alone.
I'll find somebody to pair up with. And then 12 to 3.
Just because you want to see her every day.
Hey. Top 23 will be show my shows. Hi. All right, station manager.
12 to 3, I would give that to Young MacGyver here.
And then I hate waking up in the morning.
What if they're already looking for you at Metro? Can't say such things.
Did you change your numbers?
He's taking that
did
back.
Did you change your numbers? And then,
no, guys, you can wake up at 3. It's fine.
3 to 6, I would give it to...
Shimsa, just to
I'd give it to Fat Joe.
Oh, that's a dope lineup. The competition.
And then 6 to 9, give it to Chili M just to fuck shit up.
Actually, I think of Chili M.
That's not a radio station. That is something.
Kepat.
But how lit would that be, right?
And then I get the likes of your Zamanyu Swanyu Swa to be newsy. And
I miss her.
Those kind of peeps.
Where is she now?
And you do sports, obviously.
Yeah.
No, I'm the boss. I've got my own office. Damn it. I'd get... Now I can afford Tato. Then
yeah,
I'll get
you
her
get
to come
Tato,
do sports.
Yes.
So, if you had to find Fresh, how would you...
I'd send him an SMS.
And MacGyver.
I'd let him walk into the building and think everything is fine while everybody else knows that he's about to get out of here. He's fine. I can stand in front of him. Imagine, look at me. Imagine standing in... Tato, you are fired. What do you mean, my man? Why am I fired? No.
Oh, man.
Nah, I'd never do that.
The other question was, why is Len not advocating for y'all to throw a party in Porch's room?
I don't know, because I'm always in Porch.
Yeah, it's but... Like, aren't you confident?
No. There's nothing to do with confidence.
Do we have subscribers in Porch?
Yeah, there's quite a number of people who love the podcast in Porch, actually. Porch is nice, but why do I want to go to Porch? I'm always in Porch.
No, but it could be. If you felt like, yeah, it's the
place why doesn't to be. Why can't he say, let's go do the podcast party in Vuhani, where he's from?
MacGyver. Please put subtitles when you...
Cannot recognize. No, man. Porch is cool, but nah. It's I wouldn't want... It's going to be a pointless trip for me because I go home all the time.
All right.
Okay.
You got a question, Ghost Lady? Hashtag Ask Len.
Ask Len.
What's your question?
Oh, somebody actually also asked a question. I'll get it for you. No. While the Ghost Lady is getting her question ready.
Yes. What's your question, Ghost Lady? I guess I should ask him.
Got mine ready as well from the podcast.
Len, when am I attending your wedding?
When I've got money for Lobola. When you guys buy me a coffee. Can you like a child alone?
Yeah, ne?
Yes.
You gotta give the black man nice things. I almost spilled my gin on the laptop.
Verila
podcast.
Oh, there's something I actually need to announce before we get out of here.
What?
Okay.
No, I'm waiting for the Ghost Lady's answer, and then I need to ask the question that I need to ask.
My answer, minutes. No, a question.
I mean, your question, sorry. Yeah.
Yes. Over 2 minutes, guys.
Len, how old are you?
I'm 34. No, I'm lying. I'm 33 years and 11 months old.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Njabulo Stunzi says, what do you want your child to learn from you, but not from you saying it, but just watching you do it?
See, I was running away from the deep questions.
Yeah, what? He doesn't even have a kid.
Rock. That's... Oh, but that means he's gonna no, rock, like in all sense of the word, like be good at everything, or no, just put effort and just fuck shit up with everything that you do.
Be you, boo.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, just rock.
Yeah, just rock. Be good at everything that you, like, fuck shit up with everything that you do, man. So, that's that.
Oh.
Did I answer the question? Did I answer yours? I answered yours.
Yeah.
I answered all the other ones.
You did.
Imagine if I had to ask myself a question.
Do you have any WhatsApps?
I don't have the WhatsApp phone.
Oh.
My Ben.
Exactly. You are today's my Benner.
He came out to play.
You know?
Funny you should say that because Boma Bena are in action right now.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, Bafana Bafana. Yeah, yeah, let's go watch Bafana Bafana.
So, yeah, when this podcast drops, they would have either Mabena'd us or they would have done well and qualified to play in the last 16 of the Africa Cup of Nations out in Egypt.
Well, how do you feel, though? What do you think? What's your prediction? Guys, predict score.
It's going to be weird to say that. We're playing Morocco.
Morocco.
It's going to be weird to say that because then you sound like a Mabena tomorrow when a podcast drops and everybody 1-0 sees it. To Morocco.
Yeah.
Oh, that means Boma Bena are coming home.
So.
Yeah. We're coming home.
I think they're going to play a draw.
Where we belong.
I think they're going to play a draw.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. So.
Yeah. What's cooking?
I have a situation.
Right. At home. Are we new? We saw it a mile away. We've been seeing this.
Okay.
No.
You need to move in. You're there scouting my house.
Oh, that's why he came to visit you.
I was looking for a room. Which one is big enough for my shit? No, like on the real. Due to unforeseen circumstances, work related, I'm unable to can going forward. As in, like, I need to leave the podcast.
You're lying.
You're lying.
No, I'm being for real.
Serious?
Yes.
Len started his own.
Channel.
I wish.
You're
I
Len.
Wish. No, I don't have the time. I don't have the time. I can't. It's no, for real. Like, work wise.
Why are you gonna tell me this, bro?
When I got here.
No, MacGyver, please. Let's.
So I found this out on Friday, right? Because I had a chat with the powers that be. And
what's a podcast? With yeah.
I needed the weekend to.
That's like Devon July without bitches.
Oh, horses.
And look, and look now you're going to Devon July, hey?
Well, nah, it's work.
Kidding, yeah, he's kidding.
Nick. No, I'm not kidding. I'm being for real, guys. Like straight
what
up.
What would you tell us here?
No, in the words of the podcast, no cap.
No.
Well, in telling you guys, I'm also telling our subscribers that like it's been real.
Now we're
man. Now we look like idiots.
Yes. Like that's what I'm thinking. Let's cut. a family meeting.
Chris, this is
kids, kids, no, go and man, sleep. Like, mommy and daddy need to talk. Like no, what? Divorce who?
It's. I didn't wanna, because had I told you before the episode, it would have made the mood of the episode very somber. So it, like the reason why I brought it out in the midst of the episode being done.
So what do you say? You're killing the podcast, Vel?
No, I'm not killing the podcast. I'm just like not going to be available for the podcast.
Where are we going to get another Leon? Yeah. Another Mabena.
You know?
People can audition. We found a pretty dope ass ghost lady. So.
I see what you're doing.
Now I was here because I liked the team. So for me to be
there's
here,
no podcast
like,
without
exactly.
You.
No, but like you're making it seem like I have a choice in this whole thing. Well, must I quit my job then?
Hey, what happened? Who said no?
But the powers that be. This is well, we are on a platform that's like. Anybody
we'll,
can watch
we'll
it?
We'll block them from watching. Just
how? They can watch on somebody serious, else's computer.
This is serious.
Yes. Do you want me to send you a resignation letter? What the fuck?
That's the end of the podcast.
That's
like Beyonce. Destiny's Child without Beyonce.
Yeah.
Can have a reunion.
Look now.
No, but on the real, man, it was a good run. Maybe,
no, Lynn,
maybe in time.
And I can't do it alone. Hey, your beehive is gonna have me.
No.
Ah, man, they love you. They love your haircut, your Zulu, those type of things.
Lynn,
but
you're
unfortunately,
lying.
Unfortunately, I can't. I'm being serious. I can't. Mm. This is like literally my last episode. Oh, you want a month's notice?
Yeah.
It was not on my employment contract. Oh, I don't have one.
Hey.
But yeah.
On the download. I don't even know what
on the download.
Download.
Oh, download. Oh.
See the way you're so out. You know, you listen.
Nah.
Do I get to take my mic with me? I don't know. Okay, fine, gang. What do I leave with? No, man, but it's, but guys, like on the real, né? Like to all the subscribers and everybody who's come to every party, everybody who tweets us, everybody who sends us WhatsApps.
No,
it's been an amazing year, actually, because we're almost about to hit a year. It's been an amazing journey, guys. Like I got to meet so many people and I got to learn so much from so many people.
You know what
people.
I feel like? You know, after you've rocked,
I need to go and pee.
Made the girl squirt, and then she's like, I'm leaving you.
Oh. After working.
No, man, but it's been a dope journey, guys. Ghost Lady, like it's you too chilled, man. Love this Ghost Lady to bits. And yeah. I will drink on weekends, it's fine. But on the space.
First microwave boys, now podcast is dying.
How?
But I thought you said podcasts were on the rise. What's going on? No, but like, yeah.
Now I can't do this by myself. It's not going to be the same, bro.
Guys.
It's not like I have a choice.
Okay, I'll make you a ghost. A ghost.
You can still. Ghost guy. You can still hear my voice, though. You can still hear my voice. My voice is very distinct.
Shit, we out of time, guys. Fucking hell.
Yeah? No, Len.
No, it's not that deep.
Oh, okay. It's fine then. Don't
like, call. I'm waiting for, okay, maybe I'm. You guys are like...
You're waiting like, for... It's a joke. There's a camera. There's like... I'm Schuster. No. None of that. Like, literally, I'm not Leon Schuster. This is Len.
All right.
Signing out.
We are here, man.
Catch you on the flip side.
You serious, dog?
Yeah.
Hey, are we off? You're off now. Len, what's happened?
Guys, I have to leave.
Why?
Because...
Reminded you
The people
who at work are you serious?
Look, there are things
even
that
we swear too much, we're too free.
There are things that I say that will obviously put certain people that I work with in, what do they call it,
disrepute,
putting the company in disrepute. I'm a face, I'm a face, who put things and it's like, oh, okay, cool, this is foul mouth.
What
individual.
If we make it PG, like we stop talking about bitches and shit.
We thought Kelly Kumalo helped us with that, but clearly that didn't help. Yeah, so I have to. Unfortunately.
He never told you this.
No!
What kind of a friend are you?
I'm still trying to. Had I told him, he was not going to be the same. He was not going to be in the episode. So if we are in the episode, then it's like, okay, like maybe you're talking shit type of thing. And then like, you just like go in and then like, yeah.
Oof.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.